to start being open. We have to learn to get rid of the secrets and grow. We have to learn to get rid of what was so something new can become, to share our life with somebody else. It means become vulnerable. It means to trust. It means to open yourself up and let somebody else know who you are. You know what's so beautiful about that? The burdens of your own life are not so great anymore. You know what's so sad? So many of us always think we have to do everything all alone. That is the saddest statement in the world. You don't. Even sharing your burdens with somebody else makes you realize you don't have to carry them all by yourself. None of us were made to be totally alone, to be lonely. We realize that we need other people in our life. We're not islands all by ourselves. Independence is a very beautiful thing and a special thing. You should be your own individual and your own independent person. But at the same time, you should have people you can share that with and share your life with, but also share it with people that will accept you unconditionally and accept you where you are. It's a beautiful part about the fifth step. We finally learn what it means to be unconditional. They won't judge you. In the sixth and seventh step, we talk about getting in touch with our character defects. A better word for defect of character is learning how to get in touch with our character traits. Now, it's sad sometimes we always look at our defects as something negative. Yet our defects become for us a very positive human experience. Whenever I do the sixth and seventh step, I talk about three basic points. Developing a sense of our humanness, developing a sense of humor, and learning how to heal ourselves by learning how to forgive ourselves. And so our character defects or our character traits help us to get in touch with these three basic areas of our life. You know, it's kind of neat in the first area to begin to understand and realize that we are human. So many of us spend a good portion of our life denying our own humanity, denying the fact that we are human, denying the fact that we make mistakes. Now, I joke a lot, but I tell a lot of people that I like to share a big secret. And the secret that I like to share is, don't tell anybody, but you have defects of character. You have idiosyncrasies. You make mistakes. Do you ever realize it's okay to make mistakes? It's okay to feel your own humanness, to feel your own humanity, to feel the fact that things don't work sometimes. It's a beautiful concept to begin to realize this trait and to get ready to begin to look at the sense of laughing at it. It's okay to be human. It's okay to be who you are. That beautiful concept is the simplicity of this program. We work towards our humanity, works towards our growth. It is a beautiful concept of getting in touch with a sense of ourself. To be human is to be fully alive. To be human is to live. To be human is a great experience of life. It's okay to make mistakes, and it's okay to fail. Do you realize we're funny? We're funny. We really are. It's okay. God, if you can't laugh at yourself, you got a problem. A good friend of mine, a psychiatrist, once said to me one day, he said, you know, there's a thin line between sanity and insanity. It's called laughter. Do you ever have a day when you get up in the morning and everything goes wrong? And around 12 o'clock, it gets worse. Around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, my suggestion is to go sit in the corner of your house and just start laughing. Laugh at yourself. If you don't laugh, you go crazy. You will. That's life. Laughter is part of life. And it's beautiful. And it's special. You know, I always tell people this. If you don't think you're funny, when you get up in the morning, jump out of bed, run in the bathroom and throw the lights on and stare in the mirror. If you don't laugh, you're sick. You're funny. Come on. Ease up a little bit. Take it easy. Love yourself when you look in that mirror, too. That's you. It's okay. We're all just a bunch of human beings trying to do it. If you learn that, then you'll learn the third part of the sixth and seventh step. You'll learn how to forgive yourself.